Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
No nap yet, John.
I know, you're doing good. Yes, because the supervisor's here. She's watching you. We're talking with Supervisor Judy Bosworth, and you know, the segments go so fast. The first segment's over, and now we're going to try to get into some of the meat of the issues because there are so many exciting things going on in the town of North Hempstead, and not just Project Independence. We'll touch on different things, but Project Independence itself, its membership.
Well, I can tell you that we had our 10,000th Project Independence service request this year, and we were so excited to celebrate last year with a resident from Crawl Place. We surprised her at her house with a gift basket to mark the occasion, and it was truly a landmark for Project Independence. And it's wonderful to know that our senior residents find the services that we provide useful, and they're continuing to come back, and they're using the program. And we are, with the help of all the great people of Project Independence, always looking for new and better ways to serve the community. The fact that there's a 10,000th service request, you know, also tells us that many of our residents are familiar
with the fact that
they need to become a member of Project Independence, and also that the way to access it is to call 311 and trust that they can call 311 and that the information will get to the right people and they will be responded to.
You know, with all the different people on the program, seniors or not, there's not a person yet that has complained about 311. Seriously, there's nobody, you know, I never get a call back. There's been an action, and we see Christina here in the morning when she's monitoring the calls that are coming into Project Independence. I'm saying, what were you doing? You know, one morning Paula was out, so all the calls were coming into Christina. They get answered within 24 hours. They're time-stamped, et cetera. So it's the seniors get answered.
Well, not only do the seniors get answered, but there's such a commitment, number one, on the part of the 311 call takers, but also the people in Project Independence who are responding to the requests. And I go back to last year when we had an oncoming blizzard, and we really didn't know what the night would hold for us.
Okay.
And so we had the 311 call center open 24 hours because we wanted to make sure that if somebody needed something, that there'd actually be a person to take their call. And Paula, you know, one of our social workers, decided that some of our seniors might actually be very, very concerned. She went over to 311. She slept there. She spent the night so that in case a senior called with a concern, even if it was just some anxiety or some question that they just needed to have the answer to, that there would be a social worker skilled as Paula is in dealing with senior issues there to answer that request. Because we know, you know, the whole purpose of Project Independence is to help our seniors age in place.
Right.
And so if someone is alone, it can be very frightening in the middle of the night if some storm is going on and they just need that reassurance to know that they could call and there was going to be someone there that would be able to reassure them.
You know, I think that's the thing that it's hard for a lot of us to relate to, the fact that there are a lot of people, seniors in particular, who are alone. They really are alone. I mean, totally alone.
Yes.
They have nobody around. Their neighbors that they used to know are gone. They're not here anymore. They don't know their new neighbors, you know, they're no longer involved with kids in school, whatever, so they know nobody. And their family do not live close by. So I think that's the thing that hits home with me a lot of times, is you visualize what it might be like to be in a house by yourself with nobody. And, you know, you may not, because of it, because now you're older and whatnot, your capabilities aren't quite as good as they used to be. You're technologically maybe not up to speed, so maybe you can't get on a computer, and you don't know a lot of things that are going on. So you become very isolated. And I think that's a big area for Project Independence, where they do help, you know, keep, just if nothing else, somebody to talk to.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that is a real challenge as we all get older is the isolation that seniors sometimes experience. So you're quite right. Families might not be close by. You don't have that natural contact of the school or some of the different community things, which is where Project Independence and DOSA you know, a Department of Services for the Aged really comes into play because of all the senior events that take place, the Project Independence meetings, the community meetings, so that our seniors have a place to go. I visit so many of our senior groups, and I see we have seniors who, it doesn't matter what's going on, they're showing up to that senior get-together, whether it's Call Place, whether it's New Hyde Park, whether it's Port Washington. It's a place to be. It's a place to know that you have a support group. You have people who are going through the same experiences that you're going through. And so it becomes such an important part of the services that we provide.
Yeah, I mean, there is not a lack of, if you're physically able, there's not a lack of things to do for seniors in North Hempstead.
And we pride ourselves on that because it's even Fun Day Monday. You know, this past summer we had Fun Day Monday, you know, where for seniors. Do you know we had 1,000 seniors come down to North Hempstead Beach Park every Monday to enjoy, you know, bands and physical activities and just each other's company. And it was great. One time we had to cancel because it was like so beastly
hot.
But normally at North Hempstead Beach Park, there's always a breeze. People come in the different communities actually sit in, you know, their own like special places, and they enjoy it. We enjoy it. It's just so much fun to have everybody together and to be able to see each other as part of that community that supports each other.
When it was canceled, by the way, I had a family reunion scheduled the Saturday before that. And it was canceled. We canceled it because of the heat.
Yeah,
it was
like really
105
impressive.
That time with the temperature humidity index. So we did call it. I wound up with it in my house, which wasn't so good.
But you know what? Even the calling or the canceling of that one Monday acknowledges the concern the town has, because you could have had it. So forget it. Who comes, whatever. It's not really your responsibility, so to speak. But you take the responsibility to say, if it was my mother, I don't want her out at 100 degrees. It's not safe. Cancel it. And one of them was a big event that had to be rescheduled, the vendors and everybody else. It throws people off. But just that you take the time to do something like that shows that people care.
Nothing can be done in a vacuum. And you can't be so bureaucratic that it's set for this and that's what you have to do. You always have to consider what the other ramifications are. And, you know, you know, one of the other things that, you know, when you talked about people not having the support systems, whenever I do a robocall, and I do them very, very infrequently, if there's a storm, pretending, you know, hurricane or a snowstorm, one of the things I'll always say is, please look in on anybody who might need help, whether it's a senior, whether it's someone with physical challenges. We need to understand that we are a family, we're a community, and we need to be looking out for each other.
Well, neighbors helping neighbors.
Absolutely.
That's the way it used to be in many neighborhoods years ago, and it doesn't exist quite as much as it should now, I don't think, because people are running all over the place, different directions, but it still should be in the back of everybody's mind is to help. If you can help somebody else who needs help.
You know what happens, I think, also in a town like North Hempstead? It's very ethnically diverse, which does throw a wrench in trying to have that little community feeling when you really can't talk to the neighbor sometime because their language, you know, their skill in English is not as good, and which is fine. But when you have then a program like Project Independence, everybody can gravitate to a central location. And there's interpreters, there's everybody there. So that does help. From the old school 30, 40, 50 years ago, everybody on the street knew everybody.
It helps, but you know what? Kindness has no language. Mm-hmm. So you look out for somebody who, you know, whether they totally understand or you totally understand what they're saying, you know if somebody needs some help or needs some support or just needs to know that you're there just in case. And I see that in so many of our communities, and I'm hoping that it will actually
spread.
Take place in even, you know, more communities than it currently is taking place in.
Well, you brought up a point. You know, North Hempstead is very ethnically diverse,
mm-hmm.
and we think that it wasn't like this years ago, but it was, except it was different groups.
Right, that's true.
Now there are new groups, and, you know, they ultimately will, the younger next generation will assimilate a little bit more because the language barrier will be gone, and they'll kind of mix in a little bit more, but still retain some of their own culture.
You know, that's the beauty of the multicultural aspect of North Hempstead. Look, I knew when I was growing up, there wasn't a lot that was done to preserve the culture that my parents came from, because everything was, you had to be American, you had to speak English, and there wasn't the same appreciation that exists now. So what I see in so many of the different ethnic groups that we have, there are certainly there's assimilation, there's a tremendous sense of wanting to be part of our town and working with our government, but there's also such a great sense of wanting to preserve the culture that they came from. You know, there are, you know, whether it's, you know, Asian Fest, or, you know, I just went to an Onam celebration,
right.
You know, for our Indian American, you know, neighbors, where you have the native garb and the dances and the customs, so that it is really passed down from generation to generation, and we have the benefit of learning about it, and it makes us all so much more interesting and stronger.
Yeah, my parents came from Germany in the 20s, late 20s. Mm-hmm. They didn't know each other then. And I grew up as a first generation, you know, kid, mm-hmm. who my parents really didn't speak English very well in the beginning, and then ultimately they did. And I empathize with immigrants who come in because all they want is a better life.
Absolutely.
You know, they're not looking to rip anybody off for the most part.
Right.
You know, they just
look.
Well,
that takes place everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, there will always be that little percentage of bad people.
When I was in grammar school, my grandmother always made sure we were Irish. You're Irish. You're Irish. So, of course, the nuns.
Are you Irish, John?
The nuns in school. The nuns in school one day were talking, and they said, okay, we're all Americans. I said, no, I'm not American. I'm Irish. Back and forth. I got in trouble.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't give in. I said, no, I'm Irish. I'm not American. I mean, this was first, second, third grade. I don't know where it was.
I'm sure it wasn't the first time, and it sure wasn't the last time.
No, it's like, oh, Grandma, why'd you do that to me for? And I finally understood the difference.
Right.
But it's
right.
The truth. You try, you know, those people wanted to keep what they were. And they, even when I was dating, the first girl I dated was an Italian girl. And this is amazing. And my grandma.
Well, we're just letting it all hang out here.
My grandmother says to me, "You couldn't find if you couldn't find Irish, that's fine. Then at least German. Try a German girl."
But that's like an integrated situation back in those days.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
My first wife was Italian, who's passed away, but she was Italian. I'm German. She's Catholic. I was Protestant. It was like. You know, I know some people in the family were looking at this like, oh, boy, this is really going to be trouble, you know, real big problem. And I look back on it, how stupid was that?
But back then, that's
what it was.
Those are the walls that we should be breaking down every day that we live.
Yeah, I mean, and it exists now, but right. With different groups.
Yeah, which is still wrong.
You know, yeah.
What we're going to do? We're going to go into our next break. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org, and we're here with Supervisor Judy Bosworth.